And it's really cold, we met, so it got so cold that last night that the lake
froze.
Mm-hmm. It's much colder than the pond, Mike.
Froze.
They can both.
Frozen.
Yeah. But just for pronunciation, would you count for me kind of slow from 1 to 14?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14.
Okay, you know where the 19 is.
20.
Yeah, 26.
27.
Yeah, 30, 29.
40.
Yeah, 39.
40.
Yeah, 69.
70.
Yeah, 99.
100.
Yeah, 999.
1,000.
10 times 100,001.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the day of the month that the bills are due is usually the
first.
And then it's the
second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. This expression, sometimes you feel that you get your good luck just a little bit at a time, but it seems like your bad luck comes.
All at once.
Mm-hmm. And if a farmer gets 40 bushels to the acre this year, and he only got 20 last year, he'd say that this year's crop was as good.
Twice as good.
Okay. And again, just for pronunciation, would you give the names of the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, and the names of the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay, have you ever heard any other word used for Sunday, Friday?
No, not around here.
Have you ever heard the word Sabbath used in
the Bible? Yeah, nothing that involved in the Sabbath day.
What does that mean to you? When somebody says Sabbath?
Sunday.
Okay, all right. Right, this expression, say if you had troubles and you were telling me about them, you might say, well, troubles too.
I have troubles too.
Okay. And with your ears, you say you did what you
can.
Yeah. Yesterday you
heard.
And you have
heard
that before.
Right.
So if you're somebody asking you about a person, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I
heard him.
Okay. What about if you're asked if you've seen a friend yet who's come back into town? You might say, well, I know I
haven't.
And if you're asked if your brother has seen the person, you might say, well, no, he
hasn't.
Okay. I'm talking about something new that you do frequently. You might say, yes, I quite often.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're somebody asks you if your brother the same thing, you might say, yes, he
does. Does.
Okay. If you might turn that into a question, you might say, who do that?
Does he do that?
Okay. And if somebody asks if your brother likes ice cream, you might say, yes, he
does.
Okay. What about a farmer who's just let his farm go? You might say, well, I don't understand it, but he just seems to care.
Does it seem to care?
Okay. See, somebody's mother, a little child's mother, has been dressing it, but it comes a time when he's going to have to do it himself. So she just walks into the room with his clothes in his hand and says, okay, your clothes.
Can you wear your clothes?
Okay. So if I ask you if you think that Carter's going to be re-elected, you might say, well, no, but many people who think so. Okay. Say if I meet a little boy on the street, he's afraid of me, I might reassure him by saying, well, don't be afraid, I'm going to hurt you.
I'm not.
Okay. Say if somebody, I'm meeting somebody right into town, and he's thanking me for it later. I might say, well, that's okay. We know it anyway.
We are good.
Okay. And I'm talking about the good old days when everything was supposedly better than it is now. Somebody might lean back and say, well, the good old days.
God, you're good.
All right.
Flowers for the balloon.
Okay. Somebody asks you, was that you I saw in town the other day? You might say, no. No, it
wasn't.
Okay.